able to give an example? You said that Brahma and Shiva are under also influence of Maya. They cannot recognize the Maya's coming in?
Maya is so powerful that, yes, there is the story in the third canto, Brahma chasing after his own daughter. Is that Maya? Thank you. Lord Shiva, right? Who is his consort? Yeah, who is she? She's the material energy, okay? He has to be with her. He's under the influence, okay? Clear enough? Yes. Wait, I want to finish up. You will find in the sixth canto a very nice statement by Madhvacharya. And Madhvacharya says, here's another Maya for both Brahma and Shiva, but it's very subtle. Their Maya is, they are so powerful that almost, like, and I think it was even mentioned here, they are almost on the same level as Vishnu. Therefore, they can start to think, you know, I'm pretty up there. That prevents them from actually understanding Krishna properly. That conception that there is some almost equality. After all, didn't we study in Nectar of Devotion, Lord Shiva has 84-85%. He has 55 of the 64 qualities. Nobody's closer to him. Like, whereas here's Vishnu, and he's like, right there. So Madhvacharya points out that these persons, Brahma and Shiva, are so powerful that there is sometimes this conception that they are separate and independent from Krishna, and that prevents them from actually appreciating Krishna properly. Okay? Yeah, Brahma was thinking, who's this 5-year-old? You know, what's this? Yeah, but he learned. And then Brahma took birth as what? Haridas Thakur, and got the mercy. All right?